Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aaron, you're here today to talk about the latest program that the Adelphi Breast Cancer Hotline and Support Group is offering. And it's coming up quickly this Thursday, November 16th at 6 p.m. Tell us what it's all about.
So one of the things that we find when we speak to women who either call the hotline or come in for support through support groups or individual counseling is after they've been diagnosed with breast cancer, they begin to experience different issues that are directly involved with their sexuality, whether it has to do with body image from having a mastectomy and the changes that go along with that, or there are actual physiological problems that can come along when you're taking different types of chemo. And there's not really any information out there about this. So we decided to gather a panel of experts to come in and speak to any of the women who might be experiencing some of these things so that we could have an open dialogue about what's actually happening once you're diagnosed and how you can work with your partner so that you can have positive intimacy and sexual interactions with them.
It's so important that this comes out in the open and is talked about because up to this point, probably been worrying just about how you're going to survive. But there is much more to life than just worrying about survival.
Exactly. You know, part of surviving really is living a rich life.
Yes.
And women are being diagnosed at all different ages, and we want them to be able to have a full life and experience everything that all of us should experience. So we want this conversation to be out there, and we want it to not be taboo. We want this to be something that everyone can talk about. So we worked hard to find the right people to come and speak about this.
Women are hard on ourselves, even if we aren't sick. If you find that you can get some support in doing that, it can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things I think, I've been at the program a little bit more than 3 years, and one of the things I think that surprised me due to my own naivety was that we take for granted that the breast is a sexual organ. And so when that's taken away, it impacts our body image because we're used to how we looked before we had surgery. And also just the way that that impacts our sexual interactions with our partners.
There's more and more being written about and talked about with women who do not choose to get implants versus those who do. And it's really such a personal decision.
Exactly.
But it's being talked about now.
Mm-hmm. It's so different for each and every woman. And that's one of the wonderful things about the hotline is that we have women who have been there. No matter what their choice was, they have someone they can talk to through the hotline, whether they've decided to have a lumpectomy, a mastectomy, reconstruction after the mastectomy or no reconstruction at all. There's always someone they can talk to. And the same things happen in the support groups. Mm-hmm. So it's really wonderful that not only can they talk about it with someone individually, but now we're having this educational forum where people can talk about it more openly.
Okay, give me the when and where.
Sure. So it is Thursday, November 16th at 6 p.m. at the Alumni House at Adelphi University, and the address there is 154 Cambridge Avenue, Garden City, New York. We've also been doing things live on our Facebook page, so people can watch the video if they're unable to come to the event, and then the next day it'll be on our YouTube page, and all that information's on our website. It's breast-cancer.adelphi.edu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.